إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beware of ghafla, beware of being heedless of Allah ta'ala, for death is written upon each and every one of us, and the accounting on the great day of judgment has been written for each and every one of us. You wrap the dead in the burial cloth, you place them in their graves, you consume their inheritance as if you were to live forever after them. But don't we realize that after honor there will be humiliation? After life there will be death. After actions there will be accounting. After this world there will be another world. Every deed that we do shall be repaid. Every sin will be taken to account. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, so let us catch up with our actions before it's too late. Let us take heed and take lesson from the events that are happening around us. Let us be conscious of our shortcomings. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ Do those who have indulged in sin, do they believe أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Do they think that we will make them like those who had faith and did righteous deeds? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Sharia of Islam, the Sharia of Islam is the final law, the final Sharia that has been sent down to all of humanity. It has been sent down for all people, east and west, male and female, the strong and the weak, the knowledgeable and the ignorant, those who are on a journey, those who are present. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala, in His kindness, in His bounty, in His mercy and wisdom, He has made the Sharia of Islam one that is easy to understand, one that is easy to act upon. Every person has the ability to act upon the Sharia of Islam, and it encompasses all people of all places. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Deen of Islam is one of leeway after hardship, one of flexibility without restraint or constriction, one of ease and not one of hardship. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, if we look at the religion of Islam, we see that the concept of ease, tayfir, the concept of ease is one of the aims and objectives of the Islamic law. In fact, it is one of the characteristics that pervades every aspect of the Islamic Sharia. And for this reason, Allah Ta'ala, He explains in His book the ease of the religion. It is one of ease in its aqidah and beliefs, in its foundations, in its branches. In the dealings with people, it is one of ease. And it is one of ease in all of the ahkam. This religion, Allah Ta'ala did not intend by it to make hardship and burden upon the people. And He did not intend by it to make their lives constricted and difficult. Rather, it is Sharia Hanifiyya, a law that is by the nature, by the fitrah of people. It is Hanafiyya, natural in the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. It is natural and easygoing and tolerant in actions. Allah Ta'ala, He says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. Allah does not want for you hardship. وَلَكِن يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ. Allah does not want hardship for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ. Allah wants ease and He does not want hardship. Allah Ta'ala, He says, يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم. Allah, He wants to remove, lighten the burdens from you. ولا يريد وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا. And mankind, He has been created weak, weak. And Allah Ta'ala, He says in another verse, هُوَ الَّذِي أَجْتَبَاكُمْ هُوَ أَجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. هُوَ أَجْتَبَاكُمْ. He has chosen you and He has not placed, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has not placed upon you in the religion haraj, hardships, difficulty. And then Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَهُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَهُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the path of Ibrahim, and He has called you Muslims. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Sharia of Islam imprints upon us the concept of easiness and attachment to the rahmah and the mercy of Allah and the removal of burdens and hardship. Allah Ta'ala, He says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا أَتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ. Allah does not burden a soul إِلَّا مَا أَتَاهَا, except what it, He has given it the ability to do. سَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ أُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Allah will make after every hardship a matter of ease. Allah will make after every hardship some easiness to come after it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, yusr, ease in the religion, means freedom from every matter that overburdens the soul, and from every matter that tires the nafs, the body, beyond its ability. And haraj, hardship, is everything that constrains the soul and tires and overburdens the body. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in an authentic hadith, inna hadha ad-din yusr fa'ughilu fihi bir-rifq. This religion is one of ease, so enter upon it with gentleness. With gentleness. And he said in a hadith that was considered Hasan by Imam Ahmad, he said, إِنَّكُمْ You are إِنَّكُمْ أُمَّةٌ أُرِيدَ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ You are a nation that Allah wanted ease for. And he repeated three times, إِنَّ خَيْرَ دِينِكُمْ أَيْسَرُهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ دِينِكُمْ أَيْسَرُهُ إِنَّ خَيْرَ دِينِكُمْ أَيْسَرُهُ The best of your religion is that what is easy. The best of your religion is that what is easy. The best of your religion is that what is easy. Beloved brothers and respected Muslims, let us look at some examples of the manifestation of the principle of ease in the religion of Islam. Let us look at how Allah has made manifest this characteristic in His religion. We see it first and foremost. We see it in the Book of Allah. And we see the concept of ease in the person of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see the concept of ease in the aqidah, the teachings and the beliefs of Islam. And we see it manifest in the mu'amalat, in the dealings that we have with one another. If we look to the Book of Allah, Allah has made the Quran easy to recite, easy to understand, easy to reflect upon, and to attain lessons from it. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا We have made the Quran easy, للذكر, for remembrance. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ So is there anyone who will pay heed? Allah Ta'ala has made the Quran easy to recite and enjoyable to listen to, such that one does not become bored from hearing the verses of the Quran, easy to memorize. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِنِسَانِكَ وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِنِسَانِكَ We have made it easy upon your tongue. لِتُنذِرَ بِهِ We have made it easy upon your tongue so that Allah Ta'ala, He reminds us of the ease of the Quran, for He says, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِنِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَلِتُنذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا We have made it easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ We have made it easy upon your tongue. لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ To give the glad tidings to the believers. وَتُنذِرَ And warn قَوْمًا لُدَّا Those who are in sin. Beloved brothers in Islam, the Quran, it softens the heart when it is listened to. It is enjoyable to the ears. And with that, there are matters, subtle matters of the Qur'an, and matters that are only known to those of deep knowledge from the people of ilm. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we look at the person of the Prophet ﷺ, we see that he was sent as a rahmah to all of the worlds. He was sent, he had mercy and kindness for the ummah. He was hurt. It was hard upon him when matters were made difficult for the believers. And he came to remove and lift the aghlal, the hardships, the burdens that were upon the people. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says regarding himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَبَعَثَنِي مُعَنِّتًا Allah has not sent me as a one who is rigid, وَلَا مُتَعَنِّكَ and making things constrained for people. وَلَكِنْ بَعَثَنِي مُعَلِّمًا وَمُيَسَّرًا But He has sent me as a teacher making the matters easy for the people. This hadith is authentic, narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, The Prophet says about himself, I fast and I break my fast. I spend part of the night praying and part of it laying down. I eat meat and I marry women. Whoever turns away from my sunnah is not from me. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, or he used to love everything that was light. He would love to make things light upon the people. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, if we look at the aqidah of Islam, the beliefs of the religion, they have been made easy to understand, or the requirements of the aqidah, the beliefs of Islam are easy, and their proofs are very clear to the people. The belief in the oneness of Allah, the perfection of His names and attributes, these matters are made clear. Belief in the angels and the books and the prophets and the day of judgment and destiny, these matters are clear for anyone who reflects upon the creation of the universe and who reflects upon the world around him and travels on the earth and sees the destiny of the past nations. We see that the aqidah of Islam has been made simple, and it suffices us to follow the way, the pathway of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and those of the Salaf al-Salih. They used to believe in the matters without hair splitting or digging deeply into the beliefs of the religion or arguing and asking excessive questions. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he used to say, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَطُّعُ, beware of exaggeration, beware of extremism. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّعَمُّقُ, beware of digging too deeply in the affairs. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعَطِيقُ, and follow the old way, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and those who followed them. So beware of exaggerating in these affairs was the advice of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the rulings of this religion, they take into consideration the hardships and the states of the people. They take into consideration the illness or the traveling of people, or the times when they're under necessity or duress. If we look at the greatest action after Tawheed, it is the Salah. The Salah has been connected to the motions, the rising of the sun and its peak and its shadows and its setting. And the Qibla has been made between the east and the west, very flexible. And a person, if he cannot pray standing, he can pray sitting. If he cannot pray sitting, he can pray on his side. A person who seeks to make wudu, to purify, if he cannot find water or it is hard upon him, he can go to the dry ablution. The prayers for a traveler have been shortened. 4 rakahs of Dhuhr and Asr and Isha are made only 2. And joining between Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha is allowed for those in a state of duress and hardship. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when the Prophet ﷺ found a woman praying and making it hard upon herself in that prayer, he said, Mah, take it easy upon yourself. Allah does not tire of your worship until you tire of your worship of Him. This hadith is authentic. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever leads the prayer should make it light. And he should beware that there are those in a state of hardship, of tiredness, of need. Also, the fasting is only for those who are resident and healthy. If one is sick or traveling, he can do his fast and make it up in other days. The zakah is not obligatory on those who do not have the minimum amount or they are unable to pay it. And for Hajj is only obligatory for those who have the ability. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, for the woman, Allah has taken into consideration her state of affairs, for her being and made matters easy for her. For those who are asleep, the pen has been lifted. For the one who is insane or asleep or the child, he is not taken to account. And the Prophet ﷺ taught that my ummah has been forgiven for that which they are compelled to do. رُفِعَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي الْخَطَأ, when the mistakes and the forgetful things and what they have been compelled to do. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we look at the Sharia, everything by default of the matters of this dunya are halal, except what has been forbidden specifically. Everything by default is considered pure, except what has been stated is impure. And every hardship, as the scholars say, brings ease with it. So whoever is forced without seeking enmity and seeking wrongdoing, then there is no sin upon him. Every sin will be requited one for one or forgiven. And every good deed will be repaid in its kind 10 times, and Allah Ta'ala multiplies many, many more. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the purpose of worship is to keep the self, the nafs, upright and to prevent it from being corrupt. The purpose of worship is not to count the number of acts that we do. In fact, overburdening oneself in worship will cause one to lose the pleasure and lose the khushu'ah, the humbleness in worship. It is only a small amount of worship that is needed to keep oneself upright. And Allah has enjoined matters that give joy to the heart, such as the 2 Eids and the day of Jumu'ah, and dressing in one's best clothing and wearing perfume and perfuming the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is enjoined to beautify the voice with the Quran and to call the Adhan in a beautiful voice. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is upon the Ummah of Islam to follow the path of facilitation and ease in calling people to Islam, calling the students to Islam, and teaching the religion and the affairs of the religion. Beloved brothers in Islam, do not overburden people with worries and hardship, but give glad tidings, and do not cause people to run away from the religion. The Prophet ﷺ said, the hellfire is forbidden for every easy and lenient and tolerant person who is near to the people. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers in Islam, it is upon the people of knowledge, when they give fatwa, to take into consideration the hardships of the people. They should make things easy and not difficult, at the same time following what is the haqq and what is truth. Those who speak on the minbar, they should give glad tidings to the people and do not make them flee away or speak in the gatherings. Once a Bedouin came in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, urinated in one of the corners of the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to the Sahaba, leave him, do not stop his urination. You have been sent making things easy for people. Mercy in da'wah, sincerity in da'wah, and kindness. Beloved brothers in Islam, in matters of buying and selling, we should be easy. And those in authority should be easy to those under their authority. The rulers, the father and the mother in the house, the husband and the wife, the manager of a business, should only give people what they can bear and not overburden them and help them. Beloved brothers in Islam, easiness is a teaching of fiqh. And the cause of restraint and constrictedness and strictness and overburdening people is often due to lack of fiqh, lack of deep knowledge of the religion. It is often caused by not knowing the aims and objectives of the religion or little knowledge. Sufyan al-Thawri, he said that true knowledge is finding a leeway from a reliable scholar and being strict. Anybody can do that.
And Ibrahim al-Nakhai, he said, if two matters confuse you for an alim, he said, then most likely the one that is more beloved to Allah is the one that is easier of the two. As Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسُرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسُرُ. Another example of strictness and lack of following the ease of the religion is emphasizing the outward branches of the showing of Islam while at the same time ignoring the major sins such as riba, backbiting, slandering, plotting against one's fellow brother in Islam, or cheating and buying and selling. Beloved brothers in Islam, we should not understand from ease in the religion that we compromise or we flatter others and abandon any aspects of the religion. This is not what is meant by ease in the religion. Nor does it mean when we say ease in tarbiyah and upbringing that we leave our children to follow misguidance and atheism and false ideas. Nor does it mean that we leave them in the name of modernizing or in the name of following contemporary affairs, that we change the religion in front of those when we speak to them about Islam, and at the same time we are harsh against those who are upright and practice the deen of Islam. Taysir, easiness in religion, should not be an excuse to put out the da'wah of Islam or to compromise any of the principles of Islam. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, this is the teachings of our deen. May Allah bring us close. May Allah bring us on the straight path. May Allah guide us to what will benefit us in this world and the next. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
still want to do it in the mud. Straighten the line, close the gaps. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بتغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. نعم أنت سلام.